Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we got a lot to cover. I usually get about, sometimes a third into what I really want to cover within the hour that's allotted. Doesn't always work that way, but you get it. We got a lot to say. It's the fastest hour on national radio. This... nobody can deny. We're broadcasting into 159 cities right now. If you're new to the Sons of Liberty on social media platforms, do understand that we're broadcasting into 159 different cities. And during the breaks, those sponsors are not ours. They're Genesis Communication Networks. Just want to make clear of that. If you'd like to become a son or a daughter of Liberty, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, social media platforms over there, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. As you look there, you'll see SOL Radio on the top of that page. Subscribe to our Rumble feed. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. As well on social media platforms, if you want to call in, please do stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for where we think, folks, for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I just wanted to make clear, okay, the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. You can put that to the Word of God, common law, and also Article 4 to the U.S. Constitution. Andrew Jackson was exactly spot on, okay? So let's get going on this, folks. So just recently, someone had written on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have, folks, I don't even know how many contributors over there that write for the sonsoflibertymedia.com, from preachers to righteous activists to attorneys, so on and so forth. But someone had written, Biden is calling up military reserves. And then the question was, are your kids next? So we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit, because I can tell you it's not going to be my kids. And hopefully you're going to listen carefully enough so you can understand that it's not going to be your kids neither. Because if you remember right, that pedophile, Henry Kissinger, who sits next to the president concerning every administration since that of Nixon that I can recollect, he's the guy that said military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as foreign pawns. And Smedley Butler warned us through his book called The Racket of War, which is about as simple as it gets in understanding as to why there is war, because somebody's profiting from that war. The corporations profit, military-industrial complex profits, the government profits through the money that's transferred under the table once they push for a war. And notice when there's a war, it's never them that go, nor is it their kids that go. And if the draft does come to their kids' door, then it's time to stop the war, right, Vietnam vets? Yep, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So if you want to stop war, Folks, I'm going to make the point that if that's the case, then go ahead and send the politicians. Because if they want the war, tell them they're going first and foremost. Get this message from coast to coast, from Minnesota all the way to Texas, friends, because there's a difference between the Lord's wars, which is scriptural, their righteous wars, right? That's enforcing law unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate, Isaiah 51, verse 4. That is God's government. That's the institution of government in which he has established. By the way, Americans, that is your form of government. Just go ahead and take a look to your history, because you'll find out exactly what I'm telling you is spot on. Williamsburg comes to my aid. Jamestown, Virginia comes to my aid. Yorktown comes to my aid. Look at the founding fathers. They were ruling through what? Ecclesiastical law. It's called canon law, friends. God's Torah, common law. Cool? Okay, so with that said, again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. That's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here. And I want to start hitting some topics. I just want to start dropping these dominoes little by little, okay, concerning the topics. Have you seen this? This is absolutely outstanding. The Washington Post and all the bankrupt outlets, the media outlets, the Mockingbird-controlled useful idiots under the CIA, the American version of the Gestapo, said Truman. They're highlighting the fact that the American people are just outraged over this guy named Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town Explained. The video I watched yesterday, I'm not a country fan, I never have been, and furthermore, I don't listen to secular music. Secular means without God. Put that up against James 4:4 and 2 Corinthians 6:17, but I did watch it because I wanted to understand the content of what so many people were outraged about. And after I watched the video, the only people that would be outraged by Jason Aldean's video, Try It in a Small Town, would be all 15 members of Antifa. The only people that would be outraged are the sodomites. The small portion of sodomites, the less than 1.7% of the population that the mainstream media is trying to give voice to, or all five members of Black Lives Matter. That's who is outraged, friends. Listen, friends, they're trying to use a small portion of the people to batter ram, or to be used as a battering ram to basically browbeat you into submission. I want you to listen carefully. Ready? Because I don't need to say a whole lot here, but I do want you to catch this. The outrage over Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town is explained. This is the mainstream media. Everybody's outraged. They did the same thing to me. Hey, friends, is it true that they're outraged? Yeah, they're outraged at what the mainstream media is trying to push through Antifa. The American people are outraged at the lying mainstream media and their useful idiots, because people aren't stupid. That's why 94% of the people don't believe them. Yes, the American people are outraged at all five members of the Black Lives Matter organization that's government-backed. Yes, the American people are outraged at that which is advocated for concerning corrupt governments, corrupt governors, and corrupt mayors, and corrupt city officials, as they like to be called. That's what the American people are outraged at. You want me to prove the point? Did you know that after the mainstream media came after Jason Aldean's song, did you know that it skyrocketed to number one? Folks, the voice of the people have spoken again. This is what I'm trying to convey to the people. It's a small portion of people that are trying to convince you that they're the majority, when in fact they're scared to death that you're going to figure out that they're the teeny, eeny, beady folks. Meeny, miny, mo. And I'm talking about a small portion of the people. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
This goes back to, this goes back to trying to belittle the majority into believing that the minority is the majority. Folks, this is humorous. And I'm not advocating justifying Jason Aldean's tried in a small town, but I thought it was very well portrayed. And the mainstream media, of course, came out after it, and they're trying to tell everybody that the American people are just outraged. Folks, the American people are not outraged over Jason Aldean's try that in a small town. Matter of fact, they're outraged at the people that are suppressing Jason Aldean's try that in a small town. And what Jason's doing here, friends, is promoting justice. What you guys are doing in the cities, you're not going to do that out here. You can go ahead and give it a shake, but it ain't going to fly. And the mainstream media is right there to attack it as outrage coming from the American people? No, they're putting words into the mouths of the American people once again. And Bradley Dean, how do you know that? Because right after the mainstream media attacked them, Jason Aldean's song skyrocketed and it became the number one song. Folks, you got to understand how this works. There's no truth in the people that are selling you what they're selling you. They want you to drink the Kool-Aid. And there's admixture of lie after lie after lie. They should read Proverbs 19:9, which comes to my aid. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. And again, friends, let me remind you as to why they lie. They lie because they know the truth. And if you know the truth, guess what? They're in trouble. You guys have all seen Wizard of Oz as kids, I'm sure, right? Remember when the Wizard of Oz was using the big, scary green face to try to browbeat everybody into submission through the use of fear, right? Remember little Toto, the little dog Toto? He got real wise to what was going on, didn't he? He smelled something was fishy, and what did he do? He pulled the curtain back to expose the little old man controlling the big, scary Wizard of Oz that was set in place to scare everybody into submission. That's exactly what's happening again today in America. Ask me, folks. I'm not being sarcastic. I just get tired of proving the point as to how this is working. And then on the other side of that, then I ask the question to the people that are sitting there promoting the message of gloom and doom as to who they're listening to, because it's not the Word of God. It's the spirit of the world. And they're parroting that fear that comes from the mainstream media's propagandists back onto the rest of the people. I mean, it's insane, folks. The wicked flee when none pursue it, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28. The wicked flee when none pursue it. Are we in trouble as a country? Are the judgments of God raining down upon us? Absolutely. There's no question about it. Absolutely. But here's the thing, friends. Right the wrongs. That's the Lord on your behalf showing mercy to those that keep His commandments. When you right the wrong, and furthermore, we're called to bring the answers to the world. Isaiah 58, verse 12. Have you guys heard of this guy? This was another one. Someone showed me this about a year and a half ago. His name is Hardy. And the song is called Wait in the Truck. It's another country song. Folks, I want to tell you why I don't like country music. Because it's depressing. Here's the other thing. Country music is like this. It's like you just go ahead and play the music backwards and you get your wife back, you get your dog back, you get how this all works. Yeah, I don't like it. It's depressing, and it's very fleshly in so many different ways. Every once in a while, something will come on. It's like, praise God, good job, guys. Okay? Well, this video right here is called Hardy, and this is one of those videos. And the song was called Wait in the Truck. Did anybody see this? Well, it's just like what Jason Aldean was going through, or is going through now, as to what Hardy probably went through a year and a half ago. It was a video of a man that was driving in his truck, and he noticed a girl was outside, and as he got out of the truck and he looked at the girl, she was all beat up, and he realized that she was raped. She was raped. So what did the man do behind the steering wheel? He took care of the woman. And he put her in the truck, and he asked where she lived. And he asked the question, where is he that raped you? And what he did is he went to the man's home, and he executed the man. Okay? He executed the man. See, this is called vigilante justice. And I know some people still don't understand that when we keep the statutes of God and we meet Him in justice, that's the only thing to appease His wrath upon a disobedient people. And that is proper perspective in judgment. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Read it when you get a moment. But the fact of the matter is, did you know, and I want to make sure everybody does know, that Scripture is very clear that when a man rapes a woman, no, he doesn't get 3 to 5 years of probation and 6 months in jail. Nope, that's not how that works. See how the system of indulgence is destroying your country, Americans? Americans who are the law, let me say something to you. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Read Amos 6:3. You are advocating and you are breeding more of this by tolerating the crimes of those that are guilty. And allowing the system of indulgence, as I said before, concerning this correctional institution, which makes $64 billion a year off the ignorance of the American people, only to release these criminals, repeat criminals over and over and over again until they finally commit a crime heinous enough where they actually have to go to prison for the rest of their lives. And I want everybody to understand something. Prison is not scriptural at all. It's not scriptural. Justice is scriptural. And it's to be swift and the consequences harsh. Okay? Going back to this video called Hardy, Wait in the Truck, the man goes to the home, he executes the man for raping this innocent woman. What does Scripture tell us? It tells us that if a man rapes a woman, the man is to be put to death. Period. Oh, that's New Testament justice, too, for the record. Read 1 Timothy 1:8 when you get a moment, and read the list of the purposes of the law. and why it's to be enforced and who it applies to. It applies to law breakers, Romans 3:20. Okay? Just want to make clear. So Hardy puts out this video about a year and a half ago. He executes a man. The man's thrown in prison for doing what the judge should have done from the offset. And then he asked the Lord for mercy because he obeyed him in a country that's supposed to be free. And what keeps us free is when government enforces the law upon and executes judgment upon the heads of the wicked, which they do no more until it affects them, which sooner or later it will. Okay? He's asking the Lord for mercy after he executes a rapist. Only in America, friends. I did some homework on this one, and did you know that this video called Hardy, Wait in the Truck, which is vigilante justice, this, by the way, is why vigilante justice is on the rise, friends, in this country. You know how many video views this particular video has? Look at this right here. 56 million. There's 325 million people in this country. There's 56 million views on this video. Why? Because people have a sense of what's right and what's wrong, and they understand that judgment guards our liberty, and they also understand that the American people are not getting justice at all. Here, let me show you really quick the version of justice the American people are getting. Okay? Do you guys know that guy that in Ohio that just executed all three of his little boys? Did you know that he was seeking to be released? He was seeking bail. And did you know that they actually went to the courts asking for bail for the man that just executed his three little boys? Yeah. Of course, the judge denied it. But isn't it a sick society when it's even suggested? You know what that man should be? He should be lined up in front of a firing squad, and he should be executed exactly how he executed his own three innocent little boys that looked up to him for everything. Their protector turned on them. And if we do what the Lord tells us to do, that's exactly what should happen. And the next murder that takes place in this country, the American people should have all cameras on the execution of that murderer and hang him publicly to teach others the fear of God. How do you teach others the fear of God? Show them the consequence. Proverbs 16:6. You show them the consequence of the crime if it's committed. And the Bible is very clear throughout the Torah that others also may fear. One more point. It's also interesting to note that the blessings and the cursings, the blessings were not amen by the children of Israel. Okay? It was the curses. That meant if anybody violated God's moral law, the people amened it and they said, so be it. We will deal with that perpetrator accordingly to God's law. Period. That's what we used to do in this country, Americans. That's what we used to do in this country. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As President Biden continues to tout how great the economy is, pre-owned home sales are in a slump, but new home sales are making a jump. The National Association of Realtors says sales of pre-owned homes last month dropped almost 20% from June 2022, the biggest drop since 2009. This as D.R. Horton, the nation's largest home builder, is reporting a 37% jump in new home sales over this time last year. Senate Republicans held a press conference Thursday on the topic of humanitarian conditions at the border under President Biden's administration. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford calls it a crisis.
This is a national security issue because we have more and more people that are crossing the border that are not from our region, that are literally coming from all over the world, facilitated by the cartels.
Tim Berg, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, I want to show you one more thing, and then I'll take these phone calls, and then we'll get to the main topic, okay? I just want you to see this. I know that there's some people that are still just testing my integrity, and that's totally fine. I suggest that you do that. But we all know that January 6th, and I'm going to prove a point here, we all know that January 6th was an invitation. They were drawn by Trump to come to January 6th. They were then led over to the Capitol. Then they were entrapped by FBI officials and other provocateur and agencies that are unconstitutional, mind you, along with the D.C. police, that then attacked and then accused the innocent that were allured, that were led, then they were entrapped for the crimes that they themselves are guilty of. And I'm talking about these agencies, the D.C. police, as well as all the provocateurs that were bussed in. Okay? We all know this. There's nobody that can deny this. Interestingly enough, your government was incarcerating people and throwing them in jail without even seeing one moment of any footage that proved their guilt. I want you to think of what's going on. The message from the government right now, and I'm talking about corruption, is how dare you think that you're going to exercise your God-given rights in exposing us and dealing with us. Because if you do, here's our message. This is what we're going to do to you. We're going to incarcerate 350 out of the 950 that were there. What was their crime? They were there. That was it. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay? For a couple of years now, we've heard about how Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. You know, he's the guy that led them there, and somehow or another, he's going to be, you know, he's running for president again. And everybody's just like, wait a second, why is everybody else going to jail except Donald Trump? Oh, that's interesting. I mean, most people still have their head in the sand on this guy, and why, I don't know. We've exposed it over and over and over again, Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known concerning the fruit of his administration. What he said, period, and what he did were two different stories. Now what we find, just to prove the point once again, you know, because the right's always warn against the left, you know, right? And the left's always warn against the right, which doesn't exist in this country because we're a constitutional republic, right? Divide and conquer, and we always see those that have been here. Let me stop right there. Out of all these scandals that you've seen, your said representatives in federal and in state governments be accused of over the last, let's just go 25 years, because I had my eyes open over the last 25 years, okay? Over the last 25 years, with all of the scandals that your said representatives, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes, the Trumps, the Bidens, how many of them have been prosecuted for their crimes? How many? Okay, now let me ask the question. How many people, us peasants, I'm bringing it down to our level now, right? Because they think that they're better than we do. And the problem is most people in this country believe that they're demigods, that they're above the law, which they are not. They're to enforce it. They're not to tear it down. Okay? And they said so in their oath. Remember, with their hand on the Bible? How many people have been prosecuted concerning the little guy throughout the United States over the last 25 years, even for crimes they weren't guilty of? Hundreds of thousands, if not millions. So you have the devil sitting on the seat of the incumbent, the seat of power, accusing you of crimes that they themselves are guilty of. What are you talking about? Look at this, what's going on in Michigan really quick. This is interesting. Breaking Michigan charges. Notice what it says. 16 Trump supporters. Why that? Because Trump's the fall guy. Trump is the guy that's supposed to represent all the good people in this country. I'm here to tell you, Donald Trump does not represent me whatsoever. Okay? Zero. Not zilch. Not one iota, okay? I see this guy, I seen him for who he was the minute I seen him, okay? He's a part of the problem, and worse, friends, he keeps deceiving the people and bringing them down the wide and the broad. But that's the people's fault because they're not reading their Bibles to know the difference. Matthew 7:16, also 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. Read it when you get a moment, okay? But look at this. Michigan charges 16 Trump supporters with conspiracy over alleged. Over alleged. See how you're guilty until proven innocent, friends? Over alleged 2020 alternate electors plan. Now, I want you to pay attention to this because it's important that you do. I'm going to play this and then I'm going to tell you something about Mrs. Nassel here, okay?
As part of the orchestrated plan, we allege that 16 Michigan residents met covertly in the basement of Michigan GOP headquarters and knowingly and of their own volition signed their names to multiple certificates stating that they were the duly elected and qualified electors for president and vice president of the United States of America for the state of Michigan. That was a lie. They weren't the duly elected and qualified electors, and each of the defendants knew it. They carried out these actions with the hope and belief that the electoral votes of Michigan's 2020 election would be awarded to the candidate of their choosing instead of the candidate that Michigan voters actually chose.
Okay, so what are they doing? They're now sitting on, they're trying to put themselves in the victim position, and they are trying to accuse others because voters are coming out exposing the voter fraud that took place in the state of Michigan. So what do you have here? You have Dana Nassel, or Nassel, and what is she? She's a lesbian. Did you know that in the state of Michigan, it's a crime to be a lesbian or a sodomite? Did you know that it's in state statute? It's still there. What does Whitmer do? She appoints a lesbian to the position of the top cop, the attorney general, in that state. To do what? To accuse others of what they're guilty of. Has anybody taken the time to understand that Satan is the accuser of the brethren? And isn't this exactly what this said woman is doing, this said attorney general? Accusing others of what they're guilty of. Folks, it is clear as the nose on your face as to what's going on in this country. And it is just that on so many different levels. I'm going to take Michael calling in from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Michael?
Hey, Brett.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. Your synopsis on the Trump J6 connection was flawless. Trump set everybody up. He is a puppet master, not an outsider. But I want to get to your main topic about this military business, and I want to give you a real solution because you're not getting 80-year-olds to go up there and fight. So people have to understand the military-industrial complex, the American Armed Forces, is a shell company of the One World Order. And people have to educate their families. If they have children or grandchildren that want to join the military, they must with all their might discourage them to do so. You want to end these wars? You have to do what we did to Bud Light. We got to empty the shells.
Amen.
And I said this to your partner, Tim Robinson, the first time I ever called, he was on a similar topic. You call yourself a Christian, you call yourself a true American, get educated on this, and turn in your resignation and leave, even if that means a dishonorable discharge. You're honoring God, and you're honoring the truth. And I'll give people a couple of tidbits so they can go on their way and learn about the MIC. Go to YouTube, look up Dwight D. Eisenhower's farewell address. Look up Fog of War, where Robert McNamara admitted the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. Look up the truth behind the Iraq-Afghanistan wars. Go on social media, people, that don't engage in censorship, and flood it with the truth. You want to get out of these wars? Stop asking for justice from a hijacked system. You be the change. Get out of it. Get thee out of Babylon.
Amen.
That is my speech, sir.
Amen, dude. I totally appreciate that. By the way, everything he just said was exactly right. And I'm not trying to put one of my callers into question, but it just, you don't usually get someone that will nail it the way that he just nailed it. He did. He just absolutely nailed it. Tonkin Bay, we did it. We started that war. We were the provocateurs. That was a red flag committed by our government to start the war. Many people believed the same thing in December 7th, 1941. And there's people out there that are taking that to task, too. And there's a lot of questions concerning what was going on there in Hawaii when that all went down as to why were the airplanes all being disarmed? Why were the people being set up as sitting ducks for that said attack that took place? There was a lot of things in play that people haven't paid attention to. One of the things Johnny just said from Texas, he also said something about the Iraq War. Folks, go to General Wesley Clark online. He's exactly right. General Wesley Clark will tell you the only reason that we were in Iraq is because of their natural resources. And when you see who actually profited from that war, nobody did more than the warmongers themselves. Remember when they came back? Remember what Mr. Bush said after 1 million innocent Iraqis were murdered by your government because you believed another one of their lies, that they had to take down another monster from the Middle East named Saddam Hussein, which, by the way, Rumsfeld had put up? Oh, my goodness, folks, it's all there. Oh, General Wesley Clark also said there were seven more countries outside of Iraq that needed to be dealt with. Guess who we've been playing with, friends? People need to wake up as to what's going on and quit taking the media for face value. It's sick. It really, truly is sick, to say the least. I'm glad that he called. I'm glad Johnny just called and said what he said. Again, he was spot on. Spot on, friends. I'm going to come back to this, and we're going to talk about if the politicians want an unconstitutional war, then let's send them. This is how the wars will end. And isn't it interesting, those that talk most of war is almost delightful to those that have never experienced war. Okay? So let's get back to that in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so if politicians want unconstitutional wars, then let's send them. Period. You just heard what Michael, by the way, Michael said from Texas. Michael, forgive me. I had two different names up there. And Johnny, I'm not taking the call because I'm sticking to the topic. No offense. Okay? If you want to talk about something that we're talking about, great, I'll take you. If not, we're not. I got too much to cover right now. I want you to see that war is delightful to those who have had no experience of the war. It's like a historian compared to a veteran. There's a big difference. Historians love to talk about, all of the wars that have been fought, but yet they have never pulled the trigger themselves, nor have they been in war. And I've seen that 1,000 times. But you talk to the veteran, man, they're broken. They don't want to really talk about it because of what they've seen. They've seen the price paid at the cost of their friends concerning the wars that they fight. Now, I want you to think about this because there's a point I want to make. Okay, I'll take Johnny in just a moment here. Okay? But I come from a military family, first and foremost. World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. My cousin was killed there. I mean, the list goes on. Nobody respects and honors our military more than this boy right here, honestly. But in righteousness, we don't just blindly be led to go fight off some country that refuses to go along with the New World Order, because that's what it is. Okay? Ever since I can remember, friends, Corrupt politicians in this country have been at war with other countries. I've seen war after war, decade after decade. By the way, you have 732 military bases in over 146 countries, and there's 162. I didn't see that in the Constitution where our said representatives can establish military bases all over the world. They want to dominate, and they want to dominate at the expense of the blood of your children. Hey, folks, the Dominican Civil War, the insurgency of Bolivia, the Cambodian War, the war in South Zaire, the Lebanese Civil War, invasion of Grenada, bombing of Libya, tanker war, invasion of Panama, the Gulf War, the Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement, first intervention in the Somalian Civil War. We had no business there whatsoever. The Bosnian War, intervention in Haiti, Kosovo War, the Operation Infinite Reach War, the war in Afghanistan, the Iraqi War, the war in northern and western Pakistan. Again, the war in Somalia, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention into Libya. I'm not making this up. Okay, the Lord's Resistance Army insurgency, American-led intervention into Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, the Yemeni Civil War, the American intervention into Libya. The list goes on. The list goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. You know, I do have to ask a sincere question to those that are in the military. We're broadcasting into 53 countries as well. Hey, guys, I love you, man. I stand with you every step of the way in doing the right thing. But I got to ask, I wonder if those that are in the military today, I wonder if they actually took the time to know the Constitution, because in many cases, if you did, concerning the enumerative laws, you'd be standing against the one that gave you the order to go fight off an innocent people more so than you would be fighting off an enemy that you know nothing of outside of what the mainstream media had told you. I mean, it's terrible. It really is. The misinformation that we get on a daily basis from the mainstream media is the ones that continuously are, they're the ones, the spin doctors, to create another war, war after war. They just are. And we got to be careful of the information that we get from these liars. Okay? These counterfeits to freedom. Because if you read the Constitution, again, you'd be standing up against those that gave you an unconstitutional order. Now, this is what I want you to hear, and then I'll take the next call. Did you know that America has been at war 93% of the time that it has been a country? Did you know that? So it's about 250 years of freedom, give or take. I don't know the exact numbers right in front of me. I don't have them in front of me. But did you know that out of the 250 years that we have been a country, do you know that out of 222 years, out of that 250 years, we've been at war? When you compile that information, it kind of puts things into perspective a little bit more, doesn't it? It surely does. And isn't it interesting how when our boys are the ones that die for many of these unconstitutional wars, isn't it interesting how somehow or another the American people feel that there's honor in it? There's not honor in it. And I want to tell you why. There's no honor in trying to go out and take out an innocent nation so politicians can make billions of dollars off the natural resources of the country that you just beat down. Again, I want to say this. Nobody backs our ministry, our military more than we do. But it's got to be for righteousness' sake. And now look at our military. I don't think there's anybody that can disagree with what I'm saying. Look at our military now. Look what they have in our military. Men dressed as women as the leaders of our military branches. There's no honor in that. If you were doing your job, you'd be standing up against those individuals. Friends, what do you think they're being used for? I do want to bring this information. Tom Fitton comes to my aid right now from Judicial Watch. Did you see this? Tom Fitton just sent out an article The Biden administration is now teaching our military cadets to hate America. But haven't we known that for a long time? Because we've seen it in the high schools, we've seen it in the middle schools, and we've seen it in the elementary schools. Of course that's what they're doing, because it's government illegally indoctrinating the kids all the way down to preschool. Why? Because the parents are dropping their kids off for the government to do so illegally. It's a violation of the 10th Amendment. Okay? So I just want to make clear that you all understand that what's going on here is, if it does come push to shove when it comes to, you know, perhaps a draft is thrown out there, I can tell you right now, I'm going to be the first one standing against all of it. And don't you believe a thing that the mainstream media sells to you, friends, in any sense of the word. We got Johnny calling in from Missouri. Johnny, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got about 3 minutes. It's all yours, my friend.
How are you, Bradley?
I'm on top of my game, brother. I'm on top.
You are. You have been. And I must say, that was Michael that called earlier, and that was a good, very good call.
Amen. It was.
It was. You know, we do have serious problems. And it's just one day after another, you know, but it's the driving force behind God that is only allowing us to do anything. Without that, we have nothing. And you know, I just wanted to give you an update, you know, on this sheriff thing that I'm trying to do. And I've already come up against some roadblocks here, you know, but I went down and addressed them and put them on notice and let them know that they've stolen everybody's sovereignty by addressing this, putting this personal property tax and then doubling it, you know, by saying our houses are worth more money. And, you know, there are a lot of people upset, and so they know to write my name in, so they're not going to allow me to be publicized, so I just have to advertise all on my own. So I'm doing this all on my own, and they all know it, and y'all see them trembling.
Yeah, Johnny, how many people do you have in your county? I'm curious. Do you have a number?
You know, I want to say it's like 300,000.
Oh, okay. So you're in a bigger community there. Stay in the papers. Stay in the papers, good or bad. Stay out there with the people. Do everything in the light, because the more you stay out there with the papers, yep, no matter what the media says about you, they're going to know, because you just spent time with them. That is key to what you're doing there, my friend.
It is. I have businesses, and I have the company I work for allowing me to put up banners, and I'm even the Homeowners Association is allowing me to put up banners, and I'm letting everybody know we need to take our country back, and I'm pointing out all the constitutional laws that they're breaking and how we live under a constitutional law or a constitutional republic. And I even went in there and said, ask these people if they took pledges and if they took oaths. And, you know, I said, raise your hand if you did, you know, and these people admitted to it, and they also admitted, you know, that they're violating the laws of the land here. And
yep.
For anyone out there who doesn't know that you can escape this voluntary federal tax reserve, just come talk to me. I've been doing it for years and helping many other people. It's a no-brainer. And, man, like I said, this global warming thing, Bradley, you were touching on the other day. Did you hear Paul Krugman, the ex-Enron employee who works for a news channel now, said, our time is now. We got to do something.
Yep.
Enron developed the climate change Ponzi scam from the politicians to, like, scientifically master it to make it to where they could tax the air we breathe. And they got in trouble. And some of them, they said they killed themselves, like Epstein, and some of them went to jail.
Oh, sure.
I don't believe that to be true.
Right.
And they're still running the show, and they're just all trying to cram it. But it's like this, Bradley. If you play their game, you'll get played.
You don't
play their game, you got nothing to worry about.
That's right. You just stay in the arena where the Lord has you. Johnny, thank you for the call. Hey, guys, for the sake of time and sticking to the topic here, what I want to do, I'm going to take this article so you can read the whole of it concerning if politicians want war, let them go, send them. I'm going to put it on the Rumble feed in the comments section. Love you. Talk to you in 23. See ya. 1 John 3:18.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.